This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. You know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
Hey, do y'all want to watch us live, like live stream, like actually like tune in? Maybe you can call in, type in the chat, do all that. Well, we're doing our first ever No Chaser live streamed episode on February 11th. So y'all should tune in 2:30 at moment.co/nochaser. That's where you can get your tickets. And there's even like, there's going to be a meet and greet with me, a little Zoom meet and greet with me the day before on Friday the 10th. And then you can pay a little bit extra and just kick it with us. Like kind of like after show vibes. That's February 11th, moment.co/nochaser. Live episode, first time ever. Check it out.
Five, four, three, two, one.
I know you love me.
Okay.
I know you care.
There and there.
Just shout whenever.
There
and there. And I'll be there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I knew y'all were in the There's no way.
You know what's going on. All right, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
What a beautiful day. We have a beautiful guest in the studio today. I've been trying to get you on this shit for so long.
I know you and your weekdays. It's a weekend, so I could make it.
Well, for you and you Bay Area girls and your weekends only.
Hey, we're busy. We got things to do.
All right. Well, today's guest, very special. I've known you for a long time. I don't even remember how we met, really.
Met you through my co.
Oh shit, my co.
Went by traffic.
Yes, I
Whoa.
Did. Yes, that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Well shit, make some noise. She's a singer. Mm-hmm. She's a performer. Uh-huh. She's a mother.
Yes.
Make some noise for Jasmine Villegas.
What's Yay! Up, everyone?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. You know how long I've been wanting to be on your podcast. So and I'm excited.
I haven't seen you since we did a mukbang mm-hmm. together.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a very picky eater, Nikki Blades.
Oh, please explain more. We had Italian food, but I didn't know we could have McDonald's. We thought about that after, and I was like, our Taco Bell. I was like, we could have done that.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
You had chicken strips, girl?
Oh, yeah. I get the same thing every restaurant.
Okay.
You one of those.
Yeah. Which is chicken strips, mozzarella sticks, and fries.
Got it.
I'll see you, baby.
You said like the dinosaur ones?
I didn't know that going into the mukbang. I was like, all right, cool. Got a whole bunch of different kinds of pastas. I'm like, pasta's safe. And she was like, I don't know about that one. What's that? I don't know about that one.
Oh, damn. Not even the pasta. It was weird. He had some weird stuff. I don't know.
It was like chicken Alfredo.
Marinara.
Some sort of red sauce.
Spaghetti.
She's like, where are my spaghetti O's?
Hilarious.
But you know, hey, it's all good. We had a good time.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun.
I think, you know, you're down to just talk about anything, which is nice.
Yeah.
Especially in a mukbang, especially on a podcast. People always want to know the cheese may, you know?
Oh, like yeah. To say it like that. Cheese may.
The cheese may.
The cheese may.
The mozzarella cheese may. Well, first of all, let me ask you this. How are your babies?
They're doing really good. My daughter is on school break, so she's with her dad in Hawaii. Mm. And my son, I actually was going to bring him out here, but because I was scared of the rain, I don't know what the hell was going on, I left him with his grandma until I get back, yeah. So sure. I'm baby free. I feel like the only time I actually really come to L.A. is when you ask me to do something, and I'm like, oh, I'm out. And I try to make the most of that trip because I barely get to come out here.
Good, good, good. How old are your children?
My daughter will be 7 next month, and my son will be 3 in May.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah. How is your baby?
She's good.
She's gorgeous.
She's so fun. She's, you know, she's 2. She's about to be 2, so she's like running and screaming and talking.
Yeah, how's that?
It's a motherfucking trip because she she's at that age where she repeats everything now. She's really, really learning now. So now I gotta be like, what the fart? Oh man, I gotta, oh what, man, this is some bull stuff, man. Because she just repeats everything, you know? And I don't want to be a little cousin ass 2-year-old. So trying to be good with it.
I've been the same thing with my son. I didn't know because, you know, he goes back from his grandma to me. So when he comes back, you know, it's a whole different child. You don't know.
Oh, geez.
That week.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's a whole different child. So I didn't know we were repeating words. I didn't know that. And I don't know. Actually, I don't even know where he got it from. My boyfriend's mom had live crabs in the sink, and he was just so infatuated, and he was just looking at the crabs. He was like, Mom, it's like fucking crabs.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at him, and I was like, what? My boyfriend was like, don't pay attention to what he just said, because then he's going
to
keep saying
it. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, where did he get that from? He's like, Mom, fucking crabs. He just kept saying it all day. Fucking crabs, fucking crabs.
Was he hanging around gang members?
Yeah, I don't know. Possibly.
I might have to cut this out. You keep saying it.
It was just the whole day. It was fucking crabs. The whole day.
Oh, my God.
Still got the red beanie on.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Did y'all cook the crabs and eat it? You didn't.
I didn't.
Did you let him have some?
No, it was gone. By the time he came back, it was gone. But
because I'm like, look, you be picky all you want. Don't put that on your kids.
Give him some of them fucking crabs.
My kids are actually really picky, and I do blame myself for how picky they are. Because yeah, they're pretty picky.
You know, the whole like them being gone for like a few days and then being a whole new baby is facts. Because like she had COVID for like a week, so it was just me. And Beta, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, running around, playing around. And she came out her quarantine room. She was like, man, I feel like it's a whole new child. She says, purple now? When did that happen? When did she start knowing what purple was?
You missed a lot, Mom. Who are you again?
Pretending to be sick and stuff.
So what's up, Dan Cut?
Gangster baby.
But I was going to ask also, Are your babies like, are they expressing interest in singing like mommy? Do you be singing around the babies?
I do. You know, my daughter has expressed that she likes to sing, but she does not really like, they don't like me singing around them.
It's because you're mom.
It's kind of weird though, because it's kind of like, do you think I suck or something like that? Oh, like I was singing the other day, my son was like, Mom, stop singing.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, whoa.
She is.
Damn, I was like, oh my God, but they love singing. They'll sing with me, but like if I try to sing with them, oh no, it stops singing because they want to sing.
Who's their favorite?
Oh, maybe they're just like jealous. Damn, man, okay, we get it. You can sing. Relax.
My mom always trying to hit these runs.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? My daughter, like, she didn't know I was in the baby video, like, at all. Mm. And then she started, like, you know, when I was on TikTok, I scroll, you know, they always like post those like random videos, and she was singing. She was just like, oh, Mom, like, I love Justin Bieber. Like, I love him so much. Like, oh my gosh, I love his song Baby. And like, I just like seeing some songs. I'm just like in my head. I was like, when am I gonna tell her? Like that was me.
Right then, you should blow her a little mind.
I showed her the video. And she was like, is that you, Mom? Yeah. Aww. And I made a whole like a video of her singing, and I posted it on my Instagram. And he actually saw it.
Oh.
And he was like, oh my God, so cute. And she like died. And I died for her because I was like, oh my God, like I get cool mom credits.
Yeah.
So cool.
Damn, that was so, how old were you when y'all were a thing?
17.
Damn.
Yeah, I was a baby.
And you still get people asking you about that shit all the time?
Yeah. Huh? You know what's crazy? I just wonder, people are always like, oh, you're the girl from the baby video. And in my head, I was like, what? Like when you see me now, because I look completely different.
Right.
Like how the fuck, like, do I still look like that? Like that's crazy to me.
No, I don't think so.
They still look the same.
It's in there, but
the face, like
okay,
just right there.
Yeah, it's just not as skinny as it was, but there.
So I, you know, when I asked Instagram, like y'all got questions for Jasmine Viegas, it was still mad Bieber questions.
Yeah.
What happened between you and Justin Bieber? Why did y'all break up?
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's actually better than the questions I get when I ask
what kind
on Instagram.
Of questions you get?
Oh, I get they want to they ask me questions about places that the sun don't usually shine on. Oh, yeah.
What's Justin's
How dark is your booty hole?
How dark is Justin's booty hole?
Oh, God. I was gonna say, that was actually some cool questions they asked you because I usually don't get that.
Oh, okay, well, how dark is it? No, I'm just
kidding. I always thought of bleaching. Always wondered if it hurt.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I heard it burns.
Does it burn?
I heard. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. But I've thought about it too.
My next question is gonna be like, have you
I've thought about it.
I've thought about it too.
Yeah.
It's not that it's dark. I just like.
I mean,
can we have a producer go get two bleaching kits right
can
now?
Can you just imagine? Like, all right, let's see if it actually burns.
Imagine.
I'm trying to think of as a man. It wouldn't matter to me. If a booty hole was super dark, I mean, me and Rick have talked about dark booty holes before.
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
Yeah. Booty holes be dark.
Yeah, they just be dark.
Look, the only reason why I've even thought about it is because I've seen videos of other people's, and I was like, that don't look the same. But also, they were white girls, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely more interesting when it's not dark.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
Yeah.
Is it because but it's rare.
Is it because you're thinking, oh, did she bleach it? Or is it, oh,
no,
is
it's just
like
this? It's just like, how?
How?
Do you prefer
you assume
to not dark. Be dark?
I don't have a preference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I would say all that.
I mean, but that would be pretty messed up. Like, some guy is like, look, I can't be with you because your butthole's too dark. That'd be
like,
really messed up.
How much are you really going to be looking back there?
And this is exactly the same. When we were just talking about yesterday about, I had posted something on my Instagram. It was like a chicken. I don't know if you saw it in my story, but it was like the chicken. And it's like girls be like, oh my God, stop. I haven't shaved. Like, stop. I'm shy.
Like it has its legs crossed.
And I told him, I was like, you know, we just want us women, like, even if we didn't shave, we just want like our dudes to be like, nah, like, I don't give a shit about that. It's fine. We just want that reassurance. And he was like, yeah, we have that fucking shit in the back pocket. We're going to say that regardless. Mm-hmm. He's like, but next time.
Yeah, I said, one time at least, I'm going to say, oh, ew. Okay, never mind.
Rick, what?
Oh, you got his hair now? Oh, okay. No.
You need 5 minutes? You want to go somewhere, do that, handle that?
You want to handle that?
Just because, like, why are you fishing for it? I know it was hair there. I already tried. I felt the prickles. Just let me do it.
Mm-hmm. I like the prickles, goddammit. Or what if she's like, I don't know, no, my asshole, I haven't bleached it yet.
Then that'd be interesting.
But if you're in the dark, it doesn't matter. I prefer dark.
Oh, like lights on?
I'm not a lights
dark
on person.
Holes?
No, that too. I don't discriminate between dark and dark. But I'd rather be in the dark. I don't like the light.
I find a lot of girls, I mean, in my experience, are always like, turn the lights off, turn the lights down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me
girls,
off.
Fat men. I'm the same girl.
I'm over here. Hey. I'm like, these are nice.
They're also nice.
Fat dark.
Stupid. Like, I need every light off. Like,
why
really?
Is that?
I don't like it. Like, you know, like,
so what is
I don't
he,
like the clock light. Turn that shit off.
You don't like the clock light?
I don't like any light because any light can show anything. I don't like the TV. Got to be off. Like
really?
Sometimes, like now I'm more comfortable in my relationship. I won't care as much.
Yeah.
But like in the beginning, I need every fucking light off. Your phone better be off. Like the shit in the middle of it turns
so,
on. Like that light.
So do y'all have like super senses now?
You just like see it at night.
You can fucking see it in the dark and shit.
Your iris is glistening.
Well, now, no, I don't have a preference now. But in the beginning, like the first talking stages, I prefer it to be dark.
So no mirrors, you're not watching, not doing none of that?
No. Now I don't give a shit. Now, but like in the beginning, I don't want to see.
I'd be a little afraid.
Me. Like, you know, like.
Like, what's she going to do to me?
Yeah, like, wait. What's wrong with it? Why I can't see it?
Right. What kind of bumps?
Is that what it probably?
Yeah. But I mean, ain't nobody said that to you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you good.
And ain't nobody got nothing, right?
No. Oh. I get tested like twice a year.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you said a week at first.
Girl, you was outside.
Like, yeah,
you
fucking busy.
Ooh, what kind of relationship? Yeah, Let's talk more about that.
You know what's crazy? I didn't notice that a lot of guys don't really get tested. Why? I'm just asking why. I'm not saying it's you, but
No. It's funny. I've known a lot of guys who like, the last girl they messed with, if she got tested and she was clean, like, okay, cool.
Right.
I don't need to get tested.
Or it's like, phew, you clean too. All right, cool. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But when I was single and like hoeing, and I was vlogging this too, and I remember someone watching the vlogs being like, why is Tim always letting us know when he gets tested? And part of it was like, I feel like people don't talk about it enough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're single, you're out there, you know you're going raw. Like, especially if you're going raw.
Right. Go be safe.
Yeah, you should be safe,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'd much rather go raw than not go raw. So.
That's why he's married.
So
now.
I'm going to test afterwards.
That's why you got baby number two on the way.
Exactly.
That's how so kids funny. Are made.
I be feeling stupid sometimes. Cause you know how all these like super STDs be coming out?
Oh, God.
And I be like, oh, shit, I need to get tested. And be like, I ain't fucking. I ain't no pussy in 8 years.
Oh, shit. That's not true, is it?
No. Seven.
Yeah. Like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I remember, like, I forgot what I was going to say. Getting tested, raw, STD, this, yeah. I don't matter. All right, we got questions for you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It was something about getting tested at home and stigma of it. Something.
Get tested, guys. Get tested before. There's an incubation period.
That's what I was going to say. No, yeah. I was going to say as a grown man, like, you know, and granted, when I was hoeing, I was also grown. So it was the beautiful thing is when you would be talking to somebody online or whatever, and then y'all would both be like, okay, here are my test results. Like, we about to meet up on this day. You get tested. I get tested. Here are our results. Cool. Get naked. You know what I'm saying? It was like when everybody knew what the deal was. Yeah. It was nothing like to be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was lit.
Yo, this new year, you've got goals, and Factor is here to help you achieve each and every one of them, all right? Save time and have the energy you need to tackle everything on your to-do list with Factor's ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. I have them. They're delicious. Get Factor and not only skip the trip to the grocery store, but skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy. Look, they're actually fire, for real, not gonna lie. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 36 plus quick bites, smoothies, juices, and more satisfying add-ons. I F with Factor for real. Comes in handy. 2 minutes. Bing, bang, boom. Delicious, healthy. Achieve and maintain your goals this year with Factor. Get America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and start saving time, eating well, and living your best year ever. All right? Head to factormeals.com/TimC60 and use code TimC60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code TimC60 at factormeals.com/TimC60 to get 60% off your first box. What's up, y'all? I just want to say real quick, this episode, of course, is always brought to you by GoodyBrand.com. We just dropped these new shirts, the Tim Shirt of the Month. They're like super random ideas that I just came up with. Goody was like, Tim, go do whatever you want to do. Come up with some random idea. You are free to do that. So I got these shirts. They say titties.
It's a calculator. Remember how you would put like boobies in the calculator? Well, it says titties. It's in black and white. These will never get restocked. They only drop this month. Goodiebrand.com. Check it out.
You can also test at the wrong time. I'm too soon.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of people don't know. It's like, because like, I'm very self-conscious, like, you know, because also, especially because I have kids. I know there's no chance that I'm going to, like, obviously, but, like, to me, it's like, I'm such a hypochondriac that I wash my hands, like, 30 times a day. So, like, I always try to make sure that I'm good.
Yeah.
If I break up, if I in a relationship, I get tested before I go into a new one. Just so I don't bring that shit. Yeah. And if I get something, you fucking had it because I didn't have it when I went in, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like, if you mess with somebody, you need to wait at least 2 weeks to a month to get tested. If you do it too soon, it doesn't show up on the test.
Right. Yeah,
I used to, a lot of dudes, another stupid thing dudes would do, they would do it to somebody that they know they shouldn't have. The situation, how you got this, screams, maybe I shouldn't have done it to that girl.
Yeah.
And they feel dirty and go test immediately after. It's like, bro, if she gave you something that's not going to show up, that was last night, dog. You got to wait a little bit.
That's like taking a pregnancy test the date next day. Like, it's not going to show up. No, like, you got to wait a little bit.
Goddamn complicated ass STIs, man. I remember one time messing with this. It's annoying because I was messing with this nurse. And I was like, all right, cool. I was trying to get some head. And she was like, okay, well, you better put a condom on. I'm like, put some head? Yeah. She's like, dude, I'm a nurse. I've seen. I'm like,
bro.
She comes with her own swab. She's like, open up
that pee hole. Yeah.
Swab this motherfucker.
And just be like, same look at thing. It real quick and see if there's anything wrong with it.
But yeah, since you're a nurse. Pharmacist.
Oh, God.
Like, you're not even a nurse. You don't know nothing. Suck this.
You just give the medicine after the fact.
Yeah. She said, you're going to need that.
It was, made it so difficult to do anything.
Because she was like, so paranoid?
Yeah. It's all right, fine.
She was like, just give me the Tylenol and let's call it a day. All right, we got some questions from Instagram.
Okay.
We're going to start them off light.
Okay.
Ooh.
How light is your booty hole?
On a scale of 1 to 10. Give it a good 5.
Okay. TJ Almost, as a parent of 2, is it difficult at times to be a mom and be a singer/content creator? Where do you find the time, Jasmine Villegas?
Because
I'm struggling.
Honestly... And I admire you for that because you are really good at being a dad, you know, because I'm not really around a lot of people physically, but I do watch from like afar. Like I follow all of you guys and I feel like, you know, I have a good sense of like the type of people you guys are just from, you know, following on social media. And I see how you're able to, you know, maneuver being a dad, being a husband, you know, and having that time for yourself, but also being a content creator. For me, it's a little harder for me because I'm so far from where I'm, you know, I used to live in LA and I'm in the Bay now. I don't really like do the singing as much anymore. So it's like, for me, it's like, it's not like, I feel like I spend most of my days being a mom. So like, I don't really have to, I think the hardest part for me is being a mom and having me time to like reset. I think it's not really being a content creator, a singer, because I don't really do much of that anymore. It's more so finding the time to be a mom and to take a breather is like where I have, and it's very hard, you know? So that's probably where I have the hardest content.
Girl, you speaking facts. Because, okay, look, I've been trying to make a new album for like,
oh God,
8.
It's okay. I've never put out an album.
8 years.
I like before I had a kid.
Yes. And before I had a kid.
Yeah, I was like, how old is your baby? But it's like, not 8.
So Chia's brain and the way she works is completely different than me, right? So like, we put the baby down at 7 and then.
Shit. Yeah, bedtime.
Yeah. 7 a.m. Or 7 p.m.
Yeah. Sleep all day.
Keep her up all night, put her to sleep. But like, she will like look at my shit, my schedule, and be like, "Damn, we put the baby down at 7, and you went to bed at like midnight. You had 5 hours to. You could have written so much music. You could have written."
Okay, Chia.
But I'll be like, "But look, man. After I put the baby down,
I'm tired.
I'm
creative.
Yeah,
not feeling it.
I don't like. First of all, I don't like forcing the creativity, right? Even though I need to because it's the only time I have, right? So I sit there. I'm like, "Fuck, I could force myself to write some music, or I could take a fucking breather." Watch an episode of Bob's Burgers, sit on the couch and chill for a bit.
Right.
And then next thing I know, it's 11:30, I'm jacking off, the night is gone. But I need to find the balance, you know what I'm saying? And as I'm kind of like, I'm trying to figure that out right now. But it, like you said, it's not easy, man, you know?
I know, it's hard.
Especially if you want that me time, right?
Yeah, because you don't really get it, and you know, once you become a parent, you don't really get it that much anymore. Like, I haven't got good sleep since before I even became a mom. Like, you don't, because you can't really sleep comfortably. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, my son sleeps with me, just to make sure that he's breathing. Like, that's how paranoid of a mom I am. So it's like, you never get that good sleep anymore because even when they're not with you, you still feel like they are.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to maneuver that because, like, there's times when, like, my kids are napping and I'm like, should I nap too or should I, like, go sneak off and smoke hookah somewhere? And I'm like,
I'm just gonna say, be productive.
Do you
think that being in the Bay and not being around as many like creative people constantly does play a part into you not really wanting to make as much content or like feeling forced to?
100%, because I don't really have anybody there to like help me take pictures, to like, you know, like, help me be creative. Like, there's nobody really out there. And I know if I really tried, I could. But it's just, it's not really achievable for me. And that maybe that's just me being lazy and me being giving myself excuses.
It's hard.
But it's like, if I'm in LA and I'm around, let's say, you guys, I'm going to feel more motivated to want to do shit because I'm like, okay, I'm around a bunch of people who are doing shit every day.
Yeah.
I can't just be sitting around doing nothing. But when you're at home and you're just strictly in mom mode, it's like, there's nobody to feed the energy off of. I don't have any. You know, I just want to take care of my kids. And when they're napping or sleeping, I want to go outside and go smoke some hookah. Yeah.
I would like to not take credit for that, though. I don't do fun shit.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I do this, and then I'm in our factory every day. So if you want to, like, ship some orders for me or something like that, I can't be doing that, but ain't no fun shit going on in my life.
Anytime Rick does fun shit, it's because I'm like, hey, dog, chill, let me go out this night. You want to keep me company, bro? Because I got a night out, bro.
And most of the time, I'm like, what time? Because I'm at the factory till like.
Yeah. Where do you guys go when you guys go out? Like, what do you guys do?
We don't be out like that. Like, if anything, if I'm like hitting Rick up to go somewhere, it's because I got invited to like some event that I feel like I should go to. Yeah. It's not even on some fun shit. It'd be like, work. I should show my face here.
Yeah. It's all pretty much work.
Yeah. But I kept bugging Chia like, yo, I need to see Usher live before this motherfucker just stops doing shows. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest regrets is that I didn't see Michael Jackson live before he died. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to go to that This Is It tour. I really wanted to. And then he fucking died or faked his death or whatever. But now Usher has this residency. And they keep extending the dates, but I'm very like, when am I going to go? So she was like, all right, fine. My parents come in March. Go in March. And I'm like, okay. She's like, but come right the fuck back. Because she's going to be like, when I go see Usher, Chia's going to be due like 2 weeks later for the next baby.
Oh,
so damn. I was like, Rick, you down for Usher? One night, dog. Man. I'm leaving at 6 a.m. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm staying multiple nights because I don't have kids to come back to.
Where is it, Vegas?
Yeah.
I was just talking about I need a fucking Vegas trip.
Remember we had this conversation.
Come to Vegas, not to the show.
Yeah, that's the show.
Tickets expensive, man.
Yeah. Did I need a Vegas trip? For that. So
but y'all
bad.
Can come to Vegas.
I want to go to Vegas. If you go, girl, I'll come with you.
I have fun. Yeah. You want to come with me?
Okay.
They go and work.
Yeah.
We be outside.
Okay, yeah, I'll go with you.
Outside.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
We not going to have no time for you. No. So, you're going to need each other.
They're going to be that's fine.
And then he don't drink, so he's not fun.
Yeah. You don't drink?
Nah.
There's, he don't like alcohol.
I thought you smelled him right now.
You smell like a drunk.
Smell like vodka.
Did you just stop drinking?
I've never had a drink.
Never, ever.
In your life? Yeah. That's actually pretty dope.
It's cool.
Never had a drop of alcohol.
Couldn't be me, but that's actually really dope. We love it for you.
Ain't never had no alcohol, no weed, no pussy.
I know you're lying about that third one.
Just food, baby.
Well, cheers to Rick not drinking ever.
Cheers. Happy New Year. Same us.
You know what would be crazy? If I've been a super secret alcoholic this whole time, just never not drunk.
Is that why Rick's funny? Because he just be drunk all the time?
So why his eyes so bloodshot?
All the time.
Yeah, he don't drink, so. Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, come through. I mean, look, so Usher's show is at the MGM Grand. Or, no, is at Park MGM.
Wait, so how much is the ticket?
We tried to get some good ones. So ours came out to like, it was like seven with tax.
Seven with tax.
It was kind of hefty.
Y'all better be on the stage with them. Y'all better be on the stage with them.
But I said that to say we get that.
To wipe his sweat and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Say that back though.
Yeah. Open up his booty hole and tell him how dark it is.
Nice.
Seven. It's a seven.
Damn, two more than me.
But if you really naturally. Yeah. Oh, shit. Obviously. That would be some shit if it was too less light.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Like it's a what? Yeah. How?
Oh, God. But I said all that to say that it's at the Park MGM. If you happen to come to Vegas that weekend, just because.
I mean, it's in March. That's birthday month. I'm going to be outside.
So I'll be probably getting some food at fucking Best Friend.
Oh, and I know that was Roy bomb. Choi, yeah.
So, you know, we get good dinner and shit. Pero anyways. Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. VQ Dawn asks, what are your strange addictions? Strange ones. Guilty pleasures.
It's probably hookah. Okay. I was going to say hookah and chicken nuggets don't count.
Right in my booty hole.
That too. I usually do that one in private though.
We are fortunate. How the fuck?
She's like, wait, we ate today. Wait, let me wipe that. Oh, okay.
Oh my God. Shower real quick.
I always wondered why though. Is it because it gets no sun? But if it got sun, then it'd be tanner. No, but
you would, okay. So check this out.
I think it has something to do with friction.
No, I don't think it has to do with friction because if you look at, I think it's the same as like nipple skin, fucking testicle skin.
No, is it because like the cheeks are together? Maybe it's just
I just think certain parts of your body have darker skin.
If anybody knows why your butthole is the color it is,
yeah, because I get people's elbows be darker. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I think it's a different texture of skin.
Huh. Like my. Yeah. It's like, you know, like everybody's nipples.
Do you know what color your booty hole is? He's for sure checking.
My next question was going to be, like, how often are you checking and how? Like, are you just checking or is it like, y'all made some footage and you watched it back? It was like,
How did you discover the color of your booty hole?
I think I was like, you know what? I think I was like preparing myself and I was like in the mirror. And I was like, just bent, like looking just, and I was like, oh.
I thought I shaved that part.
she said, I'm so disappointed.
I shaved that.
And no, it wasn't bad, but it was like, because I've seen videos and like porn, I feel like is so, I don't watch porn like that. I haven't watched porn in a very long time. It's not something that I do, but like, I'm not going to act like I've never seen it, but I feel like it's so unrealistic, like.
For the most
when
part.
You see a lot of this is so unrealistic. Yeah. So you already have that like in your head, like, oh, it should be like the same color as my butt cheeks.
Because they all bleach in their assholes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's so normal. And like, I'm not saying my butthole's not like dark, but like, I'm just saying that like, when I've seen it, I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I still consider same color as the rest of the skin booty holes rare.
Oh yeah,
like, I don't see that as the norm, and the dark ones are weird.
It's like the shaving. Maybe if you got waxed, it wouldn't be that much.
That is a thing too, because like if you shave certain, it darkens your skin. Like you,
Oh, like
I get that with armpits. Like that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. I feel like that's why I got this jacket on. Like, because I don't know,
armpits a little dark today.
Very intimate.
If she's in for a six today.
Did you feel like armpits are such an intimate area?
She has like a whiteboard with different areas.
It's just such an intimate area, your armpit. Like, if it's in a photo, like, I almost feel like it's like, weird.
That makes you feel naked.
Yeah, it does. But you have nice, you have really nice freaking armpits. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to be in there, but they're so nice. But, like,
I get laser. No, but I got laser because of that.
Yeah.
Because growing up.
Okay, so that helps.
Big time. Okay. Not everybody teaches you that using the wrong razor or your hair texture is going to create certain things. Or, like, if you don't shave properly, it does change colors. So I got laser because I have naturally curly hair.
Yeah.
And that was something I was super self-conscious about because of going to the gym. So whenever I would do anything that involved my arms being above my head, it was like, I felt weird because I had seen other girls and I was like, oh, I don't like that. And I wanted to figure out how I could have like nice, you know, without. So I get laser.
Okay, thank you. Because now I'm going to go and look into that.
I'll say this. Sure. I don't know when you have a conversation with your like daughters about removing body hair, but that's something that I wish somebody would have taught me, because it made me super self-conscious about other things. Because waxing makes ingrown hairs, shaving changes colors, and then you just start feeling really self-conscious about it. Mm. So I got laser as an adult, and I was like, damn, I wish I would have done this a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Stephanie Garnica in junior high was on the
who?
Stephanie Garnica.
Give me first and last name.
It's a girl I know from junior high.
Okay, I was like
they don't exist anymore. Right, like not.
She's gonna get a message like they talk about your underarms again.
Nah, she again.
Stephanie Garnica.
Damn, you put her last name in it.
I just remember in junior high she was crying because she was on cheerleading squad and her mom wouldn't let her shave her legs.
Oh.
And so they would try to like lotion them down and it wasn't helping, you know what I'm saying? And then like she was crying, and then like Mrs. Pickens had to like talk to her mom like, hey, if you could let her shave her legs for the squad, that would be great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Yeah, it was pretty like, yeah.
Well, that's a good question. You have a daughter.
Yeah.
So how do you plan on navigating that with her?
Mm. My thing is that I think that's something could be something for me and her dad. I don't want to speak for him, but just because I know him, I feel like that's going to be something that me and him are going to
discuss.
Butt heads with.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like that's his daughter, his firstborn. I know how that overprotectiveness, but at the same time, I, as you know, a female, when I was younger, I did not want hairy legs, and my mom let me near them, and my dad, when he found out I waxed my eyebrow, oh, it was
really
it was hell on earth. He just didn't. I was 12, and he at
didn't
that
age, growing up,
yeah, wow. He was just like, I don't. Oh, why'd you get your eyebrows waxed or shaving your legs? But to me, it's like if my daughter feels like, you know, her having a unibrow is gonna get her bullied in school, we gonna fucking wax that shit. Sorry, your dad. I'd rather ask forgiveness later than ask for permission, because at the end of the day, if that's gonna make her feel more confident.
Listen, mom and dad, that one time I neared my eyebrows was because y'all didn't let me do it. I for real snuck and neared my eyebrows.
Oh, God.
Because
I know that fucking burned.
They wouldn't let me do them. And so I was getting picked on because of my eyebrows. So I was like, I told my sister, I was like, come on. I saw, you know, we lived with my grandma at the time. I was like, yo, Gigi got some nair. Gigi got nair. Let me just put it, you know, I just want a little arch. Like, let me do my eyebrows. Tell me why. Because nair melts the hair up top. It don't get the root. When my sister started noticing, she was like, oh, your shit is not looking good. She went and called my mom. I was like, no, don't. My mom walked into the bathroom and she was like, I swear to God, you just fucked up your face. My mom was so mad that I went behind her back to do it. But I'm like, you guys wouldn't let me do it. Everybody's picking on me. And then I had like the, like all the nubs.
All the little
bumpy nubs. Oh, and my mom was like so mad, but I like, that was the lesson. My sister was able to get all her shit taken care of. She never got made fun of. But because my parents were so strict and they didn't get it, I fucked my own shit up. That's why I ain't got eyebrows today. Don't do it.
Not gonna lie, even as a man, when I was in seventh grade, I had a crush on this girl, Tina Moore. And
first and last name, Tina. They talking about you again.
Yeah,
Tina Moore. I knew you were cheating on me.
she was in eighth grade, and I was like, thought she was so cute. But then she looked at me one day. She was like, "And you have a unibrow." And she was like, "No, she have a unibrow. You have a unibrow. That is not cute." And I was like, I went home, took a little razor, and raised a little unibrow off because of Tina fucking Moore.
Oh,
you know,
hilarious.
Yeah.
And you never got to grow your unibrow back again.
It disappeared forever. Wow. It was pretty great.
That's good. That's like a good trait to have.
Oh, someone said, okay, if we spicing it up, someone said, okay, Tia Jen David Bitch is the name. He said, talk about her OnlyFans. You got OnlyFans?
You have OnlyFans?
Yeah, I do.
So what's up?
I know nothing about this.
I was like, why are you the only one that didn't ask me about it? You know what?
So what's it like?
Honestly, like, okay.
I'm always so interested.
You subscribed?
I'm just kidding. He just gives you cash. He goes, here.
I'm going to slide. Like, you have that conversation.
So I was already, like, doing, like, the Fenty stuff. Like, the lingerie posts and stuff. And it was already borderline, like, sexy in a way. Like, the type of lingerie. Yeah. Like, you know? And that's what the brand is all about, is being comfortable in your skin. In my head, I was like, I could just, like,
get this morning.
Yeah, like kick it up a notch and just like fuck it.
Yeah.
And you know, I did it, but you know what? It's cool. It's not something that I like prioritize. Like I do it kind of like every now and then. That's why I don't really promote it as much. Cause I'm trying to figure out creative ways to not show my nipple and my butthole and my vagina. Cause I don't show that.
Yeah.
But you know,
well, don't tell them that.
I don't show that yet. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Somebody be subscribed for $12.99 anymore. unless the price is right. So gotta give them some hope.
It's kind of like a hard because like, you know, you want to be creative and you also, you know, like I post what I post and it's more, you know, riskier than what I post on Instagram, obviously.
Right.
But it's like at the same time, it's just like, what do you, after a certain point, it's like, what can you post? You got to think of like creative ways.
That's not your nipples.
Yeah. That's like the number one requested thing is like my boobs.
But that'd be the main thing. I feel like, you know, when you haven't seen a girl naked and you want to see her naked, it's like,
you will do anything.
Just to see that nipple. Yeah.
I will do anything. It's
like, okay, look, can I buy a picture of just the nipple? You can cover the rest of the titty. And
right
then
there,
a picture of the titty with the nipple cover. Okay. I'll figure it out.
You can take pictures of Rick's nipples and sell them as your own.
I got nice nipples.
Yeah.
Well, nice areolas.
We talked about this.
Nice areolas. The nipple is a little too small.
What do y'all talk about?
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like
we have some interesting conversations.
But, yeah. I'm like,
you should have let me manage your OnlyFans career because I have a lot of ideas of how to keep not posting those bits, but still have stuff to post.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. We'll also, talk about it.
Okay. I'm really going to talk to you about that.
If you use Rick's nipple, if you use Rick's nipple, I feel like he's an 8 and you more like a 5.5. So.
Y'all got like, God damn, that's a cock ass nipple.
Actually,
that's why she was talking about her boob.
Nipple color changes after pregnancies. Damn. We might be the same.
They do change colors.
In size.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
And then the breastfeeding, too.
Yeah, I breastfed my daughter till she was 2.5, and I breastfed my son till he was like 1 because he was Spider-Man. It was like weird. Like, I'm breastfeeding him, and he's like crawling up the walls. I was like, okay.
can you let my titty go?
Like, we're done. You're pulling it. And it's so crazy because, like, when I first started like dating, my current boyfriend,
boob,
I was
not just
like,
a nipple, Rick.
In breastfeeding mode, like, boobs hella full with just milk. Like, I was in the midst of breastfeeding when me and my current boyfriend started dating.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was just hanging out, and you're just hanging out and fucking tits out, just like breastfeeding. You're just kind of like, okay.
And he's like, it's lit.
But not in a weird way, hopefully.
I still like your personality.
Fun.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Phenomenal. Have you ever kissed another woman?
Oh, yeah.
If yes, would you kiss Nikki right now if we all close our eyes?
They did not ask that. Did you add that in there?
We all close our eyes.
I swear to God. Look.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
they really didn't ask that.
Okay.
They're not really close.
Eyes closed.
I mean, they said ask just to answer the question, she's not down for us to do it.
I would. She licked her lips.
I did not.
She literally just licked her lips.
I would. Yeah, I know, I would.
Nikki Blades, you're the
of course.
What?
Yeah.
Go.
We got to close our eyes.
Hold on. Just ask if we would.
You didn't ask us to do it.
Loopholes. Fucking loopholes.
Y'all don't know how to ask these questions.
I mean, when they said,
yeah, see?
Goddamn semantics.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. What's the
question? Yeah, I'm going to
go on there now. Let me ask this question.
Cash App, no chaser.
Okay, y'all gonna do it or not?
Not for this camera. She got an OnlyFans. You think we would do this for free?
Yeah, we gotta get a bag off of that.
All right, fine.
Look at Rick's head. Rick got numbers.
He's about to manage. He's about to get a percentage, though.
Look at him.
He's about to manage.
I'm like, let's see.
Just wait.
You need a manager, too.
Right. Yeah. Do the math. What's the salary?
Okay, guys. Link in the bio. Link in the bio.
So the answer is yes. Jasmine wants to kiss me.
But you have to subscribe first.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He's like, fuck. It's false advertisement. Kissing Nikki.
Yeah.
It's like, right. I made a fake Patreon for nothing.
Yeah, even put the E as a 3 in the phenomenal and everything.
It didn't even work.
I didn't want them to know it was me.
In my head, I'm like, what can I take from that to title this episode?
Nikki and Jasmine kiss.
Kiss?
Kissing?
All right. Oh, okay, here we go. This is spicy. Medina Mimic asks, ooh, who's a celebrity that slid into your DMs? I emoji.
The Rock.
And now you ain't got to put it out there if you don't want to.
Or you could just say everything but their name.
How do you do that?
Julia Fox did an interview where she was talking about some of the celebrities that slid into her DMs, and she talked about one of the best dates she went on. She kind of led towards who it was without saying it, so.
I had somebody from, I mean, you would say from like G-Unit back in the day.
Okay.
Slid into my DMs. But I actually knew this person for a while, so it was kind of like,
slid in. Okay, so definition of sliding in, not just like, hey, what's up, but on some like, hey, what's up?
I was going to say.
Okay. Not, I'm trying to work with you.
Trying to work. Minus the with. You.
You. There we go.
And I actually knew this person for a while, so it was kind of like, it was kind of, at first it was kind of like, whoa, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lot of people like slide into my DMs. And it would always become like a thing, like a to be like, oh, come to the studio, come to the studio type thing, you know?
Creeps.
And I like never really went. I never really went because I kind of knew, you know? But I don't know. I just, like, you never know. Like a lot of times I won't really reply because I don't know what the context of the DM is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't, to me, because like, even though I don't do music, and it's like these are a lot of music artists will do it, and I don't do music. It's like, do I really want to reply back, and then the respect is gone of being like, you know? Because what if you want to work with these people? You admire them, and you like they're dope artists and dope people. And it's like if you reply to them, and it turns into to a trying to holler at you type of thing. Like, what if you want to work with them one day? Yeah. And they're just kind of like, nah. Like I just wanted to smash. Like I ain't trying to hurt. Fuck. So that's like it's always kind of been touchy.
With that.
Thank you. We got an amazing song out of that. That's what Lil Banks was talking about. She damn the one you denied.
Even though every time I try, but I'm all right.
She used to date Justin Bieber. Well, speaking of artists that you worked with that we really respect, this was a question too. How was working with God damn it. We love this dude. What's his name? He was a nerd and then he was cool. Ryan Leslie.
Yo, that guy is a fucking genius.
Yeah.
He
is on paper too.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like I literally watch him like make a song from scratch and I'm just sitting there like, whoa. Like and he's super cool, super down to earth, but it's just something about him, like his energy, it just makes you want to be better. Like you're sitting with him, you're like, damn, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like this guy is so dope. I haven't seen him, obviously, in a while. I had, you know, the pleasure of, you know, recording a couple songs with him. And, man, till this day is probably one of my favorite things I've ever done.
How'd that come about?
You know what? I had my old manager a long time ago. She knew somebody that was working with him. Mm. And we were in New York, and I came to the studio one day, and I was fucking nervous. So nervous. And, it made me feel comfortable, like, you know, made the song from scratch, talked to me, like, it felt good. It just felt like a conversation, you know? And we just started recording the song. That's when the song Hello happened, and I did that song. And then he just started asking me to come and perform with him, like, when he would have shows and stuff. And, wow, like, his fan base, like, the people that come to show up for him are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's just really a dope person, and you feel that, and you just feel his good vibes, and it's that's like the people you want to surround yourself with. It's people like that.
I'm really glad that's the story.
Right.
Why is there bad stories?
Hurt. No, oh, okay. I haven't heard, but I would have been hurt if it was.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have anybody that you want to work with now?
Fucking Coi Leray.
She
Oh my God.
Okay. Work.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I
want to marry her.
I want to marry her too.
She's a baddie. Okay. I love her.
A bony baddie.
Hey, she about to catch another flight. Apple bottom making want to bite.
But she can shake that ass though.
I was just going to say, I love that she be twerking her little cakes because, you know, the internet loves to body shame a little skinny ass petite girl. But you can make them little cakes move, man.
But she's out there showing everybody that it does not matter. You do not have to go and get your body done in order to just be dope. Like, you can be any size and just be.
And I found out her amazing teeth are real.
Oh, yeah, she not had braces. Veneers. Yeah. Braces. No, she had braces for braces, a long
yeah,
time.
But not veneer.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. Nice.
She yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so cute. Yeah.
She is. I love how she's like herself. It seems yeah. like a lot. Because they were going in on her for a while, just really talking some schmack. But she's...
The internet just loves to just
hate everybody
for no reason, yeah. man. Oh, here's an interesting one. Okay, it's a picture, but hold on. This guy said in 2016.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that.
Go, what if I can do?
In 2000. Oh, God,
come
darn.
On, Grandpa.
In 2016. Oh, God.
Oh,
hold on. Let me go to my things here. In 2016, I was working for an events company and got her to sing the national anthem at a Padres game for Filipino Heritage Night. Her manager, Gabby, called me and said Jasmine wanted to meet me, but I got busy with other stuff and couldn't come out. I called back when I was free, but they already left. Tell her I still think about that to this day and regret not meeting her and taking a pic. That is from RJ Clean.
Aw, what's up, RJ?
I still have a ring.
I think I do remember that. That was actually after I had my daughter. I remember that very vividly. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the first places I actually ended up singing at after I had my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago. Wow.
And we speaking very of sweet. You singing, we got a lot of questions. When is the new music dropping, Jasmine Viegas?
Oh, shit.
He said, whenever Rihanna drops.
You know what? I don't even like answering that question anymore because if you look online, there's literally a fucking video on YouTube of all the times I told them my album was coming out. I'm not even kidding.
Damn, can somebody do that for Tim too?
I don't want them to add another clip to that video. Yeah. But honestly, I haven't really been focusing on music too much.
Yeah.
I haven't been recording.
Yeah.
Hopefully when I do, you know, move closer out, with the move with my daughter and for the school and stuff, I'll be able to kind of come out here more. But I wouldn't hold your breath. I'm just fucking, at this point, I'm just aimlessly shooting through life right now. So we'll figure it out.
My dumb ass, like 3 years ago, was like, if I put out there a deadline, I'm gonna have no choice but to fulfill that shit. So I got like a Christmas freestyle where I'm dropping bars. I'm like, guess what? New album, March 6th on my birthday, right? Everyone's hyped. People in my comments, hype. Yo, your birthday, drop an album, shit. And that was like 3 years ago, bro. But I'll be like, whenever people hit me now, they're like, what happened? I'm like, I didn't say what year.
Yeah. Didn't say which birthday, did stupid.
Did you have the songs already though? Like,
no.
He ain't got nothing.
I just told myself.
Oh my God, twinsies.
I just told myself, I'm like, yo.
Wow.
I'm like, from Christmas to March, I got 3 months to bang out an album. I can do that shit.
And she is over there like, from 7 to midnight, you're asking me out here creating.
He's jacking off before bed.
God damn it. It's the only time I have to do it.
It's priorities. So
album? Dick.
Well,
Dick. I need to jack off 4 times every night.
Yeah, right? Or else I can't concentrate.
Or just write a song about jacking off.
True.
You could write a song.
Jack off every night.
I can't get shit right.
Black girls and the white.
What?
That's my
who's jacking off
my search
too.
History.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever met a celebrity that was rude? Is the booty hole tight? Is the booty hole light?
Damn, we're gonna
please do that.
That's your song. Come
please
on.
Do it.
No, I'm taking it seriously. Is there a celebrity that you ever met that was rude?
Mark Anthony.
Oh, that's funny because I was just gonna say Jennifer Lopez to be funny.
You know what?
Someone attached to her.
When I was younger, I did modeling, acting and modeling first when I was younger, and there was an audition for the Get Right music video for J-Lo. Mm. And I went in there and I sang, and I literally booked the fucking audition on the spot. Because you know in the video, it's like the little girl singing in the headphones.
Oh,
and
okay.
If all the night is up. So I like booked it on the spot. I'm like chilling. Like, and you know, I didn't even live in LA. I was lived in the Bay at the time. So we were traveling, literally traveling back and forth. And I remember after that audition, I was supposed to go home. Drive 5-6 hours to go home. My grandpa was on oxygen. He's driving. Mm. Just to make the story a little more fuzzy, you know, got to throw in that in there. Mm-hmm. My grandpa's like driving us 5 hours back on oxygen. My grandma, my little brother, my mom, we're all in this van together. And I ended up having to stay longer because I booked it. So we ended up having to, you know, we didn't have a lot of money, extend the hotel that we're staying at. So I'm in there with my mom. I'm waiting. I'm seeing all the girls like dressing their club outfits and they're coming in and out and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just waiting for my fucking part because I'm like, when am I going to like, you know, like I'm going to meet J-Lo. Like, this is so cool. They come up to me and they're like, hey, so we're so sorry. Mark Anthony's daughter wants to do it. So
And I just remember sitting there, and I was a kid, I didn't understand. So I was just kind of like, oh, okay, like that's fine. That's okay. Like, what am I gonna do? Yeah. And my mom was like, oh, she's like, we kind of stayed back for this. We kind of went home. Like, is there a way that like she can at least like take a picture with her or like fucking sitting here for hours? And the director's like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna call up J-Lo. She's on her way here right now. So he came back and he's like, okay, cool. So we're gonna be able to take a picture with her. She has an autographed CD for you. She's gonna sign it, take a picture with you, meet you. She does feel really bad, you know, da da da. So my mom was like, okay, cool. So, you know, at least we're leaving with something, you know.
Yeah.
She walked past me with her bodyguard, and I was waiting there with the camera, and I was standing there, and bodyguard grabbed her arm and walked right past me. And the guy was like, wait, hold on. And he turned around, he was like, Mark Anthony said no.
What?
Yeah, and like walk right past me. And that was it. I just had to go home. Damn. Got no CD. I got no picture. I didn't get to meet her. I had nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking Mark Anthony.
Yeah, Mark Anthony said no.
Why was he hating though?
I don't know. I really don't know. I had to have been like 7 or 8 at the time. But my mom left crying. My mom was like, this is so fucked up. Like, how you do that to my daughter? Like, you already kicked her off the shoot.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You can't even take the time to meet her. Wow. Like, Mark Anthony wasn't even there. I don't
even know. Wow. So, yeah. And you was like, tell me, baby girl, because I need to know.
What's the reason? Dad, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked.
Wow.
They're here.
Yeah, I was just about to wrap it up. Well... That's good. Well, thank you for leaving us with that story. Sad story.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great sad story because he's the rudest celebrity you never met.
Yeah, I've never met him.
Interacted with. Yes. You never met him, but wow. So J-Lo, if you're watching, you sign CD.
And you owe me a picture.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you.
And a music video cameo.
Yeah. Ooh.
And a hug for her friends.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you didn't even talk to Mark or his daughter anymore, so.
Ooh. That's right.
Oh, and Mark's daughter? Hands.
All of us. And Justin, what's up, dog? Is anything you want to plug real quick before we get out of here?
I don't know. When does this come out?
A couple weeks.
Okay, well, it comes in a couple weeks, so I'll probably be done. But I am singing for the Clippers game on Tuesday. It's the national anthem. So I'm a little fucking nervous. So hopefully in the next 2 weeks, I'll be able to update you on how the fuck it went.
Yay.
So.
Well, for sure. Well, hey.
An album dropping April 15th.
And OnlyFans, check out her account.
And we're not telling you any date, specific year.
April 15th, 2023.
She has the answer on her OF.
Yes, and look out for me and Nikki Blades kissing video on OnlyFans, managed by Ricky Shucks over here. So.
Dark booty holes everywhere. All right, y'all. Thank you for Jasmine Vega for pulling up.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Yes, and thank y'all for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. This is No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.
Yay.
Bye.